Hello, listeners, and thank you very much for tuning in to the first ever episode of To Be Determined, the video game quiz show where we try to stump our panelists through mini games and exercises created from the depths of our minds, where the winner is to be determined and must be determined to win. I'm your host, Kite Tails, and with me is my good friend, Flexed Oyster.
Hello!
Who will be our scorekeeper and hanging out at the soundboard. Now, today we have an awesome lineup of panelists that we've hand-selected the same way Pop John picks his pepperonis, randomly but lovingly. First up, we've got Sunder, contributor for ThatOneVideoGamer.com and content creator for Sunder Gamer on YouTube.
How's it going, guys?
We also happen to spend all of our funding to get him here on the show. Just kidding, we have no funding.
I have a high price, and my time yes. is very valuable.
Next up, we've got Pyrrhon Asher, content creator for Agents of the Valley on YouTube and well-known force to reckon with in Australia.
Howdy.
And our third panelist today is my very dear friend, all the way back from my Minecon days, and he's been tugging at my heart ever since when I watched him stream on Twitch. It's Heartstrings!
Yay, I'm just a somebody.
All right, well, today you guys are going to be competing for the grand prize of online recognition. That's right, one of you lucky people will be sung praises on the internet. This is a rare thing to happen these days, so it's not to be taken for granted. Got it?
Can't wait.
Awesome.
Okay.
Now, before we start, given the nature of this game show, we are going to have you do an on-air oath that for the duration of the show, you will not, at any time, look up any answers. Can we have your word?
You have my word.
I do.
Okay, good. Now we can go ahead and begin. So our first mini game is called News Bites. We are going to give you each 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can about some trending topics in gaming. Flex is going to keep time and tally your scores, and at the end of the round, we'll let you know how you did. And when you hear this sound, you know you've got the right answer. Any questions?
No, I think I'm good.
That's Are we allowed to pass?
Yeah, you can pass if you want to, but you just won't get credit for it.
Okay.
Sound good?
Good.
Okay. All right, Sunder, you're up first. I hope your Let's palms aren't sweating. Okay.
Not yet.
Wow.
Not yet.
You sound very determined. Okay. Super. All right. Here we go. It was announced that this famous bodyguard of the princess would be a playable character in Hyrule Warriors.
Impa.
This game had to have all of its swastikas removed in order to have a German release.
Wolfenstein.
This game's announcement shocked fans with its box art, which featured a platinum-haired male in a pink suit sitting on a Buddha throne atop a Himalayan mountain.
Far Cry 4.
The Japanese arcade port of this game features four new all characters, that include Japanese schoolgirl, American bartender, and a biracial tour guide.
Would this be Street Fighter 4 Ultra? Guide.
I'm sorry, it's actually Left 4 Dead.
Oh, well.
This Harmonix original succeeded its Kickstarter and is now getting a full-blown remake on the PlayStation.
That would be Amplitude.
Crytek announced their brand new MOBA that would feature classic characters like Little Red Riding Hood, Frankenstein's Monster, and Joan of Arc.
Pass.
The answer was Arena of Fate. And you've
Never
come
heard
to
of
the
it.
60 seconds. Well, Flex, how did Sunder do?
Sunder got 4 out of 6 questions correct.
Very nice. Very good. All right, Nash, you've got a nice lead to follow here.
Well, they start them out good, don't they?
All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Indie studio Supergiant Games of Bastion fame just released their latest game titled Blank.
Transistor.
Firisys released a plethora of new information on their latest game, Civilization Blank.
6.
Beyond Earth. I'll have to check the number. Wizards of the Coast have announced their 5th iteration of this classic pen and paper game entitled simply Blank.
Oh, it's Dungeons and Dragons, the new book. Oh, that's right. Cool.
Microsoft recently announced that you can now buy an Xbox without blank.
Kinect.
What space combat game just got shut down during beta?
Oh, that's Star Wars Something Assault. I can't get that one.
You got it. Ubisoft is about to ship their latest open world hacking game called...
Watch Dogs.
It was recently announced that Twitch will be acquisitioned by this, internet giant.
YouTube / Google.
There you go. And your time is up. Flex, ooh, how did he do?
He got 6 out of 7 questions correct.
Whoa.
Nice.
I heard someone was like, oh my god, I'm not be able to beat him, but that, wow, it's kinetic.
I got crushed.
Yeah.
All right.
Crushed by 1.
Heartstrings, you are up next.
I'm scared.
Aw, don't be scared. Are you ready?
I hope I get to.
And I apologize ahead of time for any mispronunciations. I'm pretty much known for that. I'm sure people call me out on it later. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Microsoft and 343 announced that fan favorite series Halo would be getting a sequel entitled Halo 5 blank.
Evolution?
Guardians. Blizzard stated that their temporary legendary buff would now become a permanent fixture in this game.
World of Warcraft.
Diablo 3. The latest Smash Brothers character announced that was this... I'm sorry, let me completely start over and I'll give you the time for it.
Marth?
The latest Smash Brothers character announced was this Fire Emblem favorite.
Oh, Ike, wasn't it? Or...
A brand new open world horror mod called Total Chaos has been built off this classic FPS.
Half-Life.
Doom 2 was the answer. This upcoming horror game features a 2-year-old protagonist.
Pass.
Among the Sleep. Steam's latest feature, blank, is now officially out of beta.
Oh, what's it called? Home streaming? Oh, crap.
Yes.
Okay.
And yay. Nintendo took down the service permanently, much to fans' dismay.
The internet connection for games.
All right. And I gave you some extra time since I completely butchered a couple of your questions.
Yay.
Flex, how did Heartstrings do?
Heartstrings got 3 out of 7 questions correct.
Very nice.
Go me.
So who do we have in the lead for...
Right now, Pure Nasher is in the lead with 6.
Nice.
Not bad.
All right. Hold on to it, man.
I got the talking on my back now.
I'm coming for you.
Oh, no.
We've got a special game up next in celebration of Mario Kart 8 coming out this week.
Ooh.
We're going to play a little show called If He Ain't a Plumber, He's a Princess. We're going to do a high-speed answer round for you guys in which who can name most of the Mario Kart 8 drivers. But to make it a little challenging, we're excluding the original Mario Kart cast. That means no Mario, Luigi, Peach, Yoshi, Bowser, Donkey Kong, Koopa Trooper, or Toad. We will begin with Sunder and move down the panel, and for 2 minutes, you will all have a chance to name as many characters on the roster as you can. And don't worry if you're drawing a blank, just take a guess, and at the end of the round, Flex will tally up the correct answers, and we will let you know how you did. Any questions?
This is specifically the Mario Kart 8 roster, or any Mario Kart?
Yes.
Excluding those characters.
Specifically Mario Kart 8.
Okay.
And we're just going to go right down the line. Sunder, Nasher, Heartstrings.
Okay.
And you're going to have 2-minute tops. Everyone's going to have the 2 minutes. So on your marks, get ready, set, go.
Let's see. Is Bowser excluded? Bowser's excluded? Or can I do Bowser?
Bowser's excluded.
Excluded. Okay. Well, then Baby Bowser, Lemmy Koopa.
Sorry. I feel like I should start over. Well, did you get that, Flex? Did you get Lemmy?
Yes.
At least. Okay. Sorry, it should have been... The 2 minutes is going to be for everybody. It's going to be down the line. So Sunder says one,
so
Doc
like
says one.
Answer.
Heartstring
okay, cool.
says
okay.
one.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to kind of be high speed.
Okay,
all right,
we'll
but no
that.
Problem. No problem. Yeah, I went ahead and restart the clock. So we'll go ahead and start with Sunder again, and you can say your first answer.
Okay,
and
so yes, one answer, and then you let the next person go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right,
and
okay, I apologize.
Yes, just to clarify... Oh, no, no problem. This is all brand new. So yes, no Mario, no Luigi, Peach, Yoshi, Bowser, Donkey Kong, Koopa Trooper, or Toad.
Okay.
None of those guys. Okay, here we
Should I just say the same one that I did before?
Yeah, yeah. Just go ahead and start. Okay, go ahead and go.
Lemmy Koopa.
Middle Mario.
Daisy.
Morton Koopa.
Baby Peach.
Iggy Koopa.
Baby Rosalina.
Baby Daisy.
Baby Peach.
Or... trying to remember any other Koopa name. Ludwig Koopa.
Lucario? The guy on the cloud thing cast. Go.
Shy Guy.
Sorry. I really can't think of one. Baby Bowser.
Nabbit?
Baby Mario.
I really just can't remember any of the Koopa kids' names. I know they're all there, and I just can't remember them. Pink, Gold, Peach.
Oh, God, that was the one I was going to say. Let's go... Birdo, pass.
Diddy Kong.
Waluigi.
Oh, no! Wario.
Your me character.
I pass.
Let's go. Unlockable character doesn't exist.
We've got 30 seconds left.
Boo!
Pass.
Boo!
Petey Piranha.
Oh, no, that's it. Baby Mario?
Baby Luigi.
Rosalina, not baby.
Oh, you're right. pass.
Pass.
All right.
I think we've done.
We've come to 2 minutes. That was very good. You guys got a lot, actually. I'm really surprised about the Koopa kids.
Surprised how?
That you knew all their names.
I totally forgot they were in the game. I was like, oh, I love it. Oh, wait, they're in the game. Damn it.
I only know a few. I know they're all in there. I just couldn't remember any of the ones that weren't Iggy and Ludwig.
Yeah. Well, while Flex is tallying up score, what is everyone's experience with Mario Kart? Is there anyone here who hasn't played it?
I have played it. I have.
Good. Who does everyone usually pick for their character?
Waluigi.
Really?
No, just Mario.
I pick Waluigi. I like him. No one else likes him. I dig him. In Double Dash, I do a combination Waluigi and I think Baby Bowser. That's a good combination.
Nice.
You're like, you're
evil.
A man after my own heart. That's my, my combination. That or a Boo and Koopa Troopa.
Oh, man. That's my second pick.
The numbers are in.
Oh, we've got the scores. Okay, right. Flex.
Sunder got 7 correct kart racers.
Oh, yeah.
Nasher got 4. And Heartstrings also got 7.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow.
Yay. Pulling ahead.
So what does that bring the final scores to?
Currently, the scores are Sunder at 12, Nasher at 10, and Heartstrings at 10.
Oh. Ooh, close game.
Very nice.
Coming back into it, yo.
That's what's up. Okay, well, very cool. Now, our next game, now that we've had a little brain warm-up, we're going to do the same for your ears. In this round, we're going to play you small segments of different tracks in which you must then guess which game they're from. So wait for the entire clip to be played before shouting out, even if you do know. At the end of the clip, if you think you know the answer, you're going to audibly say, ding, and we'll see if you got it right. Because we don't have a buzzer system, unfortunately. But does anyone have any questions?
So we are all going to be participating ding. At the same time, correct?
Exactly. This is going to be a first ding, first serve.
And you want us
I'm
to
sorry
wait until
if you
the
can hear my dog in the background.
It's okay.
You want us to wait till the song's done before we ding?
That's from A Dog's Life on PS2.
Exactly.
That's the one game I remember renting as a kid, that one title.
Really? Oh, wow.
And the most horrific part of that game, if you don't beat the final little part, the other dog gets turned into dog food. It's really horrific. Like, what?
Oh,
this is a kid's
game. Terrible. It's pretty gruesome. So, well, we're not going to turn you into dog food on this show, thankfully.
We wait till the end of the song to ding, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You wait to ding. You can ding over someone else's ding, and then Flex and I are just going to have to judge who dinged first.
Okay.
So, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay. All right, Flex, go ahead and play the first clip.
First clip. Ding.
Ding.
I saw Sunder's light go up first for the ding. Sunder?
It is Banjo-Kazooie.
You got it right.
Ooh.
1 point. Okay. Play the next clip.
Alrighty. Next clip.
Ding. Ding.
Heartstrings.
Castlevania.
Correctamundo.
On the NES.
Haha.
Such a good one.
Yeah.
All right, ready for the third clip?
Yes.
Third clip.
Ding. Ding.
Okay, that was pretty intense. I heard both at the same time. What did you hear, Ding. Flex?
I was not paying attention.
Oh, come on.
Too much stuff going on over here.
Do we have to do it again?
Me and Heartstrings could rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, and we can't see each other, so we're totally going the honor system.
Dreads. Okay, let's just replay the clip.
No, steal the answer.
Replay the clip. I'm going to keep an eye on the lights and see which one lights first.
Oh, great.
You can have them type it in the chat, too.
That's true, but let's just do the ding.
Ding.
Okay, I think I heard Heartstrings first, but I can't.
I thought I heard Sunder first.
How about
Sunder? Okay.
How about me and Heartstrings, rock, paper, scissors in the chat?
Oh, that's good.
No,
yes.
No, it won't work. I say Kite, just pick a number between 1 and 5, and whichever one of us gets closest.
Okay, I've got
that works
number.
Too. That works too.
You got a number, Kite?
Yes.
I'm going to type my number in the chat.
Okay.
And I read the number, Trevor.
I chose 3.
The number
is 4.
It was 4.
Oh,
there you go. Sunder gets
4. All right, Sunder.
Is it Final Fantasy VII?
Correct.
It is.
Okay.
I think actually it's just Final Fantasy Prelude. They play it for... Flex said they play it for all the intros. I'm not sure. We'd have to verify
Since the
that.
First game.
We'll verify that. Oh, they do.
I didn't guess because I was going to say Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker. No, wrong one.
All right, ready for the fourth clip, Flex.
Fourth clip.
Ding. Come on.
All right, Nasher.
It is Guile Stream from Street Fighter 2.
Oh, wow.
Boom.
I feel like you need extra points just for being so specific.
It goes
nice job. Nice job, Mike. All Jeez, right, Mike. And the final clip.
Final clip.
Ding.
Ding.
Sunder.
Is it the Tetris theme?
It is.
It's the Game Boy one.
The wrong sound came out of my mouth.
What did you say?
I was like,
Aww. All right, so that wraps up our Audio Bites segment of this game, and we are now going to take a little intermission.
I did not know the Final Fantasy one. I was like, oh, that's Majora's Mask? I have no clue.
I actually only kind of guessed on the Final Fantasy one because I've actually never played a main Final Fantasy game before.
Me either.
Gasps. I know everyone says Final Fantasy VII is their favorite, but that's just because it's so good. Yeah. It's got such
They
a
only
good
say it's their favorite because it's a really, really good game.
Exactly. There's a legitimate reason behind it.
Let me tell you how hard it was to write down everything you guys said.
Sorry.
I eventually just started writing general ideas, like B.G. Ross, which is Baby Rosalina, somehow.
B.G. Ross.
That stands for Baby Daisy.
B.G. Ross sounds like a Counter-Strike map.
It does.
Yeah, it totally does. Flex, how many were the right ones I said? What, like...
You gave me two that were wrong. You gave me Lucario, which is a Pokemon.
I couldn't hold it together after Lucario. I tried so hard.
Alright, so we're back from intermission, and I'm just going to ask our panelists some questions about things they're working on so we can get to know one another. So, Sunder, first, are you working on any cool projects at the moment?
Yes, actually, I am working on something rather big for what my channel does. If you don't know, if for anybody listening, what I do on my channel is I like make level design videos. I like analyze the design in like, you know, platformers or any kind of game really. And I like to break down like design elements that you may not have seen or looked at. And I was actually lucky enough to get into contact with the developers who are working on a game called 1001 Spikes. It's the sequel to a game I did my first level head on, and they sent me a copy very, very early, and I've been able to play through the whole game and writing a level head on one of those levels. So that's going to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And also, they're, if you don't know who Nicholas is, they're the same guys who are making the Binding of Isaac Rebirth. So,
yeah. Very cool. Well, that is a big project.
Yeah, I'm very excited about
it. Nice. How about you, Heartstrings? You are a Twitch user?
I'm just a dude who streams on Twitch sometimes, on the Twitch /heart_strings. I can't speak very well, but
hey, don't worry.
But you know, I play games and have fun and stuff. You should check me out if you're bored. But if you're not bored,
what games are you streaming now?
I've been playing Call of Cthulhu lately. But I'm just trying to play through all my Steam games.
Nice. Yeah, everyone has that on their to-do list. How about you, Nasher? What are you working on?
I just recently wrapped up a Let's Play on Outlast Whistleblower. I did two versions, commentary and commentary-less. And I'm in the works right now shooting the second series of Metagame, a game debate show I do with my friends. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's keeping me busy. That's cool. Yeah.
And that may be featured on that one videogamer.com, huh?
Maybe. Time will tell.
You should totally submit it, dude.
Submit it at that one videogamer and click the submit button on the front page. Thumbs up.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, we have come to the last game of the show, and this segment is going to test your knowledge, and it will also test ours. You will each be given a different challenge in which you have a chance to earn up to 5 points. So make a count and don't try to fool us. If we are unsure of the answer, we will get our main man Google on the line to verify. Anyone have any questions?
I think I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, super. So let's begin. And this will not be timed. It is just going to be at your own pace. So Sunder, your challenge is to name 5 games with animal protagonists.
Quick question before I start. Can the animal be like an anthropomorphic, like human-shaped animal, or does it have to be a animal?
It can be anthropomorphic shaped.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, Flex, you ready to keep score?
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead and start.
All right, Sonic the Hedgehog, Crash Bandicoot, Banjo-Kazooie, Star Fox, and let's say Yoshi's Island.
Very good. I like that.
Not bad.
Yoshi's was very creative. Awesome. Well, We are going to now move on to Nasher. Are you ready for your challenge?
I am ready.
Okay. Name 5 one-word title games and no hyphens allowed.
Oh, so it's just one-word title.
Exactly.
Okay.
No hyphens.
All right.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Go.
Minecraft? What else? We go... Wow, this is really difficult. I don't know why. Tetris. We've got... Come on, we got this, Nasha. Come on, let's think. Outlast. There we go. Tying it up. Bully. And final one. I've hit 4. And final one would have to be... Let's think. Let's go... Pac-Man. Pac-Man's 2 words.
I believe it has a hyphen.
Hyphen.
Let's verify.
Okay, verify.
Yes, Pac-Man has a hyphen.
Okay.
Well, actually, now I'm seeing it with hyphen, without hyphen.
Ooh.
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 You know what?
But Wikipedia has it as a hyphen, so.
Okay, let's say Rust.
There you go.
There you go.
A good one.
Good one.
Good job.
I don't remember it because my friend was a star. I was like, okay, there we go.
I've heard scary stories about that game.
Yes.
Okay, Heartstrings, are you ready for your challenge?
I sure hope so.
Name 5 games that use mana.
5 games that use mana. Okay. Am I going? You didn't say start.
Yes.
Okay. Start. Zelda, Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest... Bravely Default and Breath of Fire.
Very nice.
Not bad.
So you all got 5 points. Way to go.
There we go.
There. Okay, well... Flex, have you tallied up everyone's scores?
I have.
All right. Well, with that last round, Flex is ready. We are now ready to present you the first ever to be determined winner. You're making history here. So, Flex, who will be walking away as number one today?
The winner is Sunder.
Woo!
Well done, dude.
Very good. Congratulations, Sunder! How does it feel to win this prestigious title?
I'm on top of the world right now.
Really? You sound like it.
I'm on top of the world right now.
He's on top of the world. Well, we
Not
want
really.
To get
it's,
all
it was
of
fun.
You. Okay, well, thanks. Thanks very much. Thank you all for coming out today and appearing on the show. And we hope you enjoyed your time with us as much as we did. We also want to thank ThatOneVideoGamer.com for hosting our show and believing in us, giving me free rein to come up with all my crazy hijinks and run wild with them. Big thank you to our staff, consisting of Emerald, who unfortunately was not able to appear today, and Flex. Without their help, this show would be just doodles on a post-it note. And another big round of thanks to my friend Blake Robinson of Synthetic Orchestra for his incredibly talented tracks. Head over to SyntheticOrchestra.com and check out his tracks you heard on today's show. And for our listeners out there, we'd love to hear from you as well. Drop by the forums on ThatOneVideoGamer.com and find our To Be Determined Game Show thread. You'll be able to contact any of our panelists appearing on today's show to let them know how much you liked them and who you were rooting for. And until next time, I'm Kytales, wishing you a week full of surprises. See you later!